Hello everybody, this is Evangelist Daniel Smenes, and I warmly welcome you to the newsletter from Jesus to all nations. I'm so thankful that you are taking the time to listen, and together we will share updates about what God is doing throughout the ministry, testimonies of people encountering Jesus, and also a glimpse of the road ahead of us. My prayer is that this will strengthen your faith and remind us all the gospel truly is the power of God unto salvation. Hello everybody, it is so great to come to you in this way, in this very new fashion of an audio newsletter. And let me just give you the rationale behind why I wanted to do this. First of all, like I was just thinking about you that are standing with us, that are really an integral part of our ministry. You're praying for us. You're sowing into what the Lord is doing throughout the nation. And I really wanted to make something that would be easily accessible to you, which you can receive, insights and updates and a word of encouragement every month and hear live testimonies coming directly to you wherever you are. If it's in your car on the way to work, if you are downloading an episode, if you're out to take an airplane, or if you're washing dishes, or wherever you find yourself, I just want to find a way to add some value back to you. And frankly, I thought it was a fun idea. I haven't heard about anybody doing it like this anywhere. So that's just a little fun introduction to why I'm doing this. And it's just so wonderful to be able to actually share my heart and share the heart and the pulse of what God is doing through the nations through a spoken word. I feel personally it's a little bit limited what you're able to actually express inside of a newsletter that is written. And that's why I want to give this as an addition to give some more color and flavor to the things that the Lord is doing through our joint ministry together. So today I just briefly wanted to start out with sharing a short word of encouragement to you. Where else should we start? The Bible is really the place to go for life, for inspiration, for everything that we need for us personally, for our family, but also ministry. And there is one thing that I wanted to just pinpoint and take out from the Bible today, from the book of Acts, which I really pray will bless you tremendously. In the book of Acts chapter 1, we read from verse 1. It says here, "The former account I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach until the day in which he was taken up, after he through the Holy Spirit had given commandments to the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom he also represented himself alive after his sufferings by many infallible proofs, being seen by them during 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God." Firstly, I just want us to draw the attention to three things which Paul is and the writer of the book of Acts is pinpointing here. They speak about all that Jesus began to do and to teach, and also in that order. Jesus was very careful of touching lives with the love of the Father, with the kingdom of God, in form of power, in form of a spoken word or teaching that will really bring revelation, life, to the ones that he was sent to minister to. And he was not just doing these things occasionally. This was his life. He was living a life where he was acting out the will of God, and then he was teaching out from that place. And he did this, it says there, until the day in which he was taken up. Jesus was preaching the gospel. He was teaching about the Father's heart to those who were there listening. He were healing all kinds of sickness, all kinds of diseases. He liberated the captives. He did many wonders and miracles in his representation of the Father and of the gospel. And then when he ascended to heaven, I think it is so beautiful. I don't know if you've been thinking about this, but he has given his ministry over to you and to me and to his body, the body of Christ. Partially, which is to actually present the gospel, to bring the gospel out to all the nations. It says here that he had, through the Spirit, given commands to the apostle whom he had chosen. And we know that one of the greatest honors and privileges that we are drawing out from that very sentence is what we are calling today the Great Commission, where he calls us to go out into all the world and to make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything that he has commanded us. And you and I, we come straight into that picture, into our day. The baton of the gospel in this relay race of the gospel basically has come now into our hands. It's our turn to run with our feet. It's our turn to use our hands to bless. It's our turn to use our mouths to speak forth the very loving words of Jesus Christ and the gospel. And I am so thankful to be an evangelist, to be in the ministry of Jesus to all nations, surrounded by, now we have 10 others who are working with us relentlessly throughout the nations. Even as I'm recording this, many are in Asia or Africa, even in South America at this very point, preaching the gospel. And I'm just in awe what the Lord is doing. Let me just tell you some brief news of what is actually happening right now. Let me just say that this year, so far, we have had the privilege to preach the gospel on 825 different occasions, preaching a clear gospel message where the message has been coming to the listener in love, with a lot of hope, with clarity when it comes to sin and the forces of evil that are keeping a soul lost. Talking about the cross, talking about Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, and also repentance and faith. This is really the core of the gospel that we are bringing out to the nation. We feel the Lord really has called us to present the gospel predominantly. That's what we are doing, as well as, of course, equipping the body of Christ to also do the very same thing. The gospel is good news only if it is preached. It was said by evangelist Reinhard Bonnke. And of these 825 gospel preachings, we have been preaching face to face with 272,349 precious people. And of these, 154,000, can you believe it? 154,656 have made a clear decision to make Jesus as their Lord and Savior. That is absolutely amazing. Later in episodes, I want to share with you, of course, as well, like how we are doing these things, how we are able to conduct all these great things, to see these historic exploits actually fold out just before our very eyes in our time. We are living in the greatest days of harvest, and I want to share that with you, how we go forth with this, how we do it with follow-up. Today, I will not do that. I will just head on to tell you some of the exciting things that are coming right now on the horizon. And we have, of these, we have 962 instant healing miracles. I think that's just absolutely amazing. Let me just share a couple of miracles that just happened, and some testimonies happening from our recent trips to Thailand. In one of our youth campaigns, we are focusing strongly on the youth, as you might know. We have a testimony coming in. We actually have hundreds of them coming in, so I will lift up a few of them right now. But Jasmine, she was there preaching the gospel to the youth, and she said that during the gospel message, there was two young girls sitting there starting to shed tears. After we prayed, we asked, "What happened to you?" They told us that they felt the love of Jesus. Can you imagine? This is from Thailand, a nation where it's less than 1% evangelical believers. These girls maybe for the very first time ever heard a clear message on Jesus, and not only did they hear something, they experienced something, they felt something, they encounter the love of Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? I want to tell you one more. Here it says, during a youth campaign, we prayed for the baptism and the infilling of the Holy Spirit. A young boy cried, being touched by God. We also prayed for the sick, and the same boy who was touched by the Holy Spirit, he was also experiencing to have a sore throat and a fever for days, but after we prayed in the name of Jesus, it was all gone. That was by a fellow evangelist of us, Anastasia, who wrote that. I want to give you one more, one last one. It's written here, as we were walking out of our outreach, a child ran up to me saying, Jesus lives inside of me. Now I don't need to be afraid of evil anymore. Hallelujah. Chris Cashian, who is one of our evangelists, he was bringing in that testimony. But isn't it wonderful that we are preaching a living Jesus? That is why our ministry is called Jesus to All Nations. We are not bringing a religion. We are not bringing a doctrine, even though I believe in doctrine and it's important to have things in order. But we are actually bringing a person who can be enjoyed, who can be experienced. Taste, the Bible says. And see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. Now, I want to share something exciting with you, which is a brand new feature, actually, in our ministry. We call it the Jesus to All Nations family. Jesus to All Nations family. And we have segmented this out to different continents. We have the Jesus to All Nations family in Europe, in Africa, and Asia at the moment. And this family is open to everybody who associate themselves together with our ministry. That might be for you as a partner or prayer partner, or maybe you are, so to speak, a lone runner. You're listening to this message right now and you're a lone runner with the gospel and you're looking for an evangelist family to stand together with this. And this is what it is really for. It is, we want to really empower and to strengthen and in some ways disciple a whole new generation of evangelists who really know how to take on the gospel and really strengthen the evangelistic across the globe. And even next month, on the 30th of September, we will hold the very first Jesus to All Nations Family Global Meeting. It's going to be a kickoff. And you are all invited to see, to take part in that. It's going to be people from all over Europe, from Africa, and also from parts of Asia joining us in there. And so you are very welcome to take part in those meetings as well. I will drop a link inside of the description here so that you can see how you can take part in the Jesus to All Nations family. Also in the newsletter, you will find a way to sign up for that. And within that whole concept, we have actually formed something that you will hear more about in the coming time. I just want to release it here very quickly. It's something that we call the Blitz Week, which is basically 1 week per year where we as a Jesus to All Nations family and collaborating ministries who wants to link arms and hearts and heads together with us. It's actually for us to be able to preach the gospel during this week throughout the whole world, actually. We as a ministry, we will take on one specific target nation, which we will have a whole year of preparation towards this Blitz Week, having multiple trainings in that nation, having multiple teams being sent in, and also leading up to this Blitz Week where predominantly the local body of Christ of that nation will be the preachers of the gospel, high and low, in different ways and shapes and forms to their own nation. But also, you back home, if you say, hey, I can't travel to that target nation, I'm just a stay-at-home mama, I have to go to work, this week is also for you an opportunity to specifically, during that week, set on your agenda to preach the gospel in your drive-by coffee, in the drive-in coffee place, or when you are at work with your colleagues, or when you are at the store, or you can come and join us to the nations, to the target nation, and preach the gospel. We're going to have gospel crusades. We're going to have youth campaigns towards the youth, street ministry, prison ministry, visiting hospitals, you name it, any shape and form where the gospel can be preached. So I'm so excited to announce this together with the launch of the Jesus to All Nations family, the global family, and also on each continent. This will be something also that we will be doing together. And not only once a year, as a global family, we are meeting every quarter to receive empowerment, strengthening, and some discipling specifically towards bringing out the gospel, living and thinking evangelistic in our time. So you are so welcome to join that. We have a very strong focus at the moment at the nation of Thailand. That is our target nation now in the coming season, and the Blitz Week next year will already take place there from the dates of the 1st till the 8th of November 2026. And that's going to be absolutely amazing. You don't want to miss it. If you want to sign up for that, just reach out to us and we will make sure to take you with us out there. I will share more in depth what that will look like in another episode, but in another newsletter. So stay tuned for that. But we recently just came back from Thailand. Actually, some of our team is there right now preparing for a gospel crusade that will take place February 2026. Deep south in a place called Hat Yai, where also you have a lot of tension. There's a lot of it's a tension point there with a lot of radical Islam as well as other things going on. So it's a really a needy place with the gospel and a beautiful team. My very good friend evangelist Doug Hegseth and evangelist Angeles and others are right there now preparing the pastors and the leaders. And me myself, I'll be traveling down next week to prepare the body of Christ for the gospel crusade that is coming there, that we make sure that it becomes a success by the help of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. But we just came home from Phitsanulok. We had a evangelistic training camp there. We had about 180 participants, and it's so beautiful to see, you know, they come in as mice. You know, they are shy. They are not really used to raise their voice. You know, in Thailand, you know, it's a very special honor culture where everything is just peaceful and quiet. But the gospel actually calls for us to step up and to stand out and to proclaim the good news of Jesus. The culture of Jesus, the kingdom of God culture, is greater than any Norwegian, German, European, Asian, African culture. The kingdom culture is beyond any culture, and Jesus have called us to go out and preach the gospel to all creation. So we have been training our fellow friends there from Phitsanulok to do that. And just in their practicing outreaches, they witnessed over 50 people deciding to receive Christ as a Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. Just a week or two after that, they were doing youth campaigns throughout the whole district there. And literally, they saw over 60,000 young people face to face and thousands receiving Christ as a result of them, the locals, together with some of the internationals, preaching the gospel to the local Thai. That's so beautiful. That's just how it should be. And many of them are continuing now, as I'm speaking, to preach the gospel throughout the nation without us even being there. Evangelist Chris in our team also just had a training camp in Phuket, which is close to the place where we will hold our gospel crusade. We had some people coming also from Hat Yai there to be trained. And it's been a really, really great success. We are part of something called Empower 21 and Global Evangelism Alliance, which is targeting on the nation of Thailand for this year until April 2026. And so it's going to be multiple initiatives from the Global Evangelist Alliance. Over 20 ministries coming in to preach the gospel in large gospel crusades. And we have the privilege to be one of the organizations that will conduct one of these gospel crusades and other initiatives coming to it. So I'm actually traveling down next week. Gonna spend a few days there and to set up the gospel crusade there. And then from there, we will work towards seeing the city of Hat Yai come to Jesus. Hallelujah. That was just a short little brief summary of some of the news that comes up. As time goes by, I will drop some more of these audio newsletters. It is really a joy to come to you wherever you are and just share some of the updates, some of the news, some of the heartbeats, some of the testimonies, and a word from from our hearts, and hopefully from the heart of the Lord directly to you where you are at. And I want to end off this audio newsletter today. I want to pray for you wherever you are in the world, wherever you are seated, or where if you're running, or wherever you are. So I just thank you, Father, for each and every one of our Jesus to All Nations family. Thank you for each and every one of our faithful prayer partners, for our financial partners. I thank you, Lord, for everyone tuning in, listening to this message right now. I pray that you touch them. I pray, Father, for a personal revival to sweep over the land, over their heart, to revive them. I thank you, Lord, that as in the beginning, when everything was dark and void and distorted, I pray that you will come and that you will speak with your precious word to each and everyone listening. Speak and form the deformed, stretch out the crooked, Father God. Strengthen the weak, Lord. Give vision to the disillusioned, Father. I thank you, Father, that you are giving strength, Father God, to the sick, Father. I command every sickness and every disease and every setback to be canceled in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, I pray in the following month for a tidal wave of blessings to come in the way of the listener, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to this audio newsletter. This was Evangelist Daniel Smenes. Lots of love, and God bless you. Until next time.